Welcome to NEA2X Radio, the voice of the people. The contents of the information you're about to hear is not necessarily the opinions of the station or our affiliates, associates, or advertisers here on NEA2X Radio, the voice of the people. And now, here is our radio program, The Power in the Hour. Our radio host is Brother Reverend Dr. Jerome, and he is giving us straight from the streets, and we're talking about Brother Reverend Dr. Jerome Lee.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Sister NEA2X, and we thank all of you, radio family. And again, this is Straight from the Street, your hour of power, and I am your host, the Reverend Dr. Jerome Lee. And you can go ahead and pick up a pen and get a friend and call them and let them know that the hottest show on the dial is on, and that is Straight from the Street. And if we're not on your street, we're coming down to your boulevard or avenue. So all you got to do, if you're in your car, you're in your truck, honk your horn and say, here it is, I am in the street. So again, I am your host, the Reverend Dr. Jerome Lee, and this is NEA2X Radio, the voice of the people. That's right, NEA2X Radio, the voice of the people. We are a profanity-free station. That's right, so you can tag along and not worry about anything being said that shouldn't be. So again, we are profanity-free, and if you have your, you can call up your friend and tell them it's www.blackonblackunity.com. Again, that's www.blackonblackunity.com. And again, this is your show, Straight from the Street. That's right, straight on your street on this day. And this is your Thursday Hour of Power. And again, we want to talk about being a black man in America. A black man being in America. And again, I can't talk about any other ethnicity. I can only talk about mine because this is who I be. I be your brother, and I am an African-American man. And I want to look at three rules in our pursuit of manhood. That is it our pursuit of money, power, and respect? Money, power, respect. Is that something that's realistic for us as young black men and black men, period? I want to just share a little bit because I think that there are many black men who look for this. They see it with money, and then with money they say they get the power, and once they get the power, they get the respect. So again, that's a transition in life that we as African-American men have to look at. Is it a myth? Is it a reality? So I just want to share a little bit with you from a book called The Black Male Empowerment. And this quote says this: it is foolish to expect a man to act peacefully when he is absolutely powerless in his own country. Crime and violence follows the powerless man like a dog follows his master. So what does that mean, family? That means that when there is no opportunity, there is nothing going on in the hood, not a neighborhood, but a hood. And the difference of the hood and the neighborhood, if it's a hood, everybody is getting over. And you can't see nobody's face. That's what they call a Klansman. They had a hood. You couldn't see. They were hiding their identity. That's what a hood is. So, but if you're in the neighborhood, then we know each other. Hey, my name is Jerome. Hey, what's yours? My name's Durham. So that's a neighborhood where we look out for everybody. And it says, in the hood, the only thing young brothers respect is money, power, and violence. Brothers want money and power and respect that goes with it because they're tired of being like a second-class citizen in this country. And when you're poor and powerless, money, power, and respect is the most important thing in the world to you. So if they can't get it right away, meaning through knowledge and education and hard work, then they get it in any way they can. And they are learning from experience the quickest and easiest way to get money, power, and respect, at least in the hood, is through violence. Is that a true question, Sam? Is it a true question? Well, for me, this is a great topic because I can say that it is. It is. In the 12th grade, I had my own apartment, three cars, a motorcycle, and I'm not glamorizing negativity, just talking about an experience where I was looking for power and respect. Money does bring what I call some of it, but it doesn't really bring you back because money is just like sometimes you are not in the best mental health. You can see people in the NFL, NBA using these examples. Those who get huge amount sums of money, they don't have the good mental health to go along with it. They think that the money lasts forever, that people are going to respect the power. Really, it doesn't. I respect you as a person, but that don't mean I have respect you with power, because we said the last election and presidency with the president of the United States, he had plenty of money, power, but people didn't respect him because he was a pathological liar. And when you lie, you can't believe your word. When your word is something, then you are something. If your word is not nothing, you ain't nothing. So what does that mean? If you're telling me that, hey, I'm going to come to you up at 6 o'clock from school, and you did it to me once, you did it twice, three times, you know, the rest is on me after that. Because that word doesn't have to, I can still respect you, but in that area of responsibility for driving or picking me up, that just can't be done. So, again, what I want to look at is this is a very serious situation, because some people, when I went into the prison system, and they did what they call a psychological evaluation for prisoners when they first come in to find out what crime they did. And mine was armed robbery. They said, well, you feel like you're powerful when you got a gun. I said, I don't think so. I don't have to be powerful to have a gun, because I was also a boxer. And I never was the type that would whip out no gun or no crazy stuff like that. So that wasn't really power for me. It made more powerful moments that I needed to defend myself. But other than that, I didn't need no gun to be powerful. So we have to understand where real power comes from. If that's not with your fist, it's with your intellect, your understanding, your wits, and your critical thinking, and your cardia, your heart. What are you connected to? How? I'm connected to God now. So in my faithfulness to God, I'm faithful also to the people of God, the brotherhood, the sisterhood, and anyone, if I have it to share and give, I'm willing to give it. I don't treat you like a second-class citizen. I don't look for if I had a function right now, or you had a function, and they said we're giving to the poor, bring your cans of food or whatever, I'm not going to look for my dinner cans. I don't play that game. I'm going to give you what I like to eat. I'm not going to give you the pork and beans that's been back there 3 years. No. We shouldn't do that, because also the Bible says that do unto others if you would have them do unto you. I give them the best because they are the best. I see myself as the best. So why would I make you second class based off of my observation because I think I'm helping you out, when really you're not? You're doing what the duty of requirement for you in a neighborhood, not a hood, a neighborhood, meaning that we're able to converse with each other. We're able to communicate, share ideas, thoughts on how we see the community. Can we pick up trash? Right. And when I was over there on the south side, and how I got to know my community was really picking up trash. That's how I learned. Never had no one break into my car. I dropped, this is the true testament of who I am as an individual. I dropped my key to my car. I had a note on my car saying, can you call me? Here's the number. And most people, when they find your car key, and you really don't even, I'm not even going to play that game because you're on the south side of car thieves, where the car thieves here in the U.S. He called me and told me, come and pick up my key, and I gave him a $15 tip. Is that the general of the rule or the exception of the rule? The general of the rule meaning, does that happen all the time? No, that's the exception of the rule. And he called, and he gave me the key back, and we shook and broke bread. And there have been times that I was out there, the lady threw her trash in the trash can, and her key went in there, and it was one of the big trash cans. So I jumped in there. Luckily, it was right on the top, and gave it back to her. And I said, the only thing you owe me is a soda. She paid the soda. So, but that's what I call giving, not trying to get. There's a difference. Because when you love something, you give all of you. It says God so loved the world that he gave. So giving is from the point of love. And even if you don't love something, you can care for it. Because caring, meaning that I have the capacity to move past my pain to see what your promise is. And your promise may be, you said you're going to get my key up out of this trash can. Can you do that? And when you start helping the community being consistent to do that, anything that I ever needed from the community, I got it from neighbors. Accidents happened when I was left there 5 minutes ago. Young guys was driving, crashed the car, hit the car up against the sidewalk and everything. And 5 more minutes ago, I would have been right where that car was. So, Allah is great. God is great. And that's the understanding that we have to remember, that money doesn't always bring power or respect. I'm not going to say that that does, because some of the great leaders and movements of our time, they didn't have a lot of money in the movement, in the civil rights movement, but what they had was respect and power, and people gave money as they transitioned through different places where people had money. So sometimes your riches can be in your honesty. Yes, you heard what I said, your honesty. And if you're tuning in, this is Straight from the Street, your Hour of Power, and we're dealing with black men rising and this black male empowerment movement. Because I don't like to just have a show. I want a movement, because if we have a movement, family, we move towards a direction that's going to help us free people. Freedom doesn't always come in the form of say it loud, I'm black and I'm proud, say it low, I'm black and I'm poor. No, freedom comes also in the form of you learning how to read like I did, learning how to write like I did. That's freedom. Financial freedom, that's a freedom. If you don't have 300 credit and you got 600, that's freedom. Because now you can maneuver to get things that you normally couldn't, or you don't have to pay a higher interest rate. And freedom is also being able to take all sorts of information and be a syncretist. The word syncretist meaning that you take a little bit from everything. And that's what you can do. You don't have to be all one of anything. And diversity is always beautiful because you can take the best out of everything. The best out of everything. Good, better, best, great. You can get the best out of that. So I don't ever want to leave you out there on the notion that power has to always come with money, and it definitely don't have to come with guns. Now, if you want to deal with a different form of nationalism where you take over, you know, countries or whatever, then that's something different for another topic. But in us as being as black men, money do bring respect to those who respect it. But what is really power? What is power? Now, when I was in the hood, you know what power was to me? I could go to the liquor store when I was in the negativity, when I was a pharmaceutical distributor. Distribution. I used to go to the liquor store and say, I'll pay you whenever. That was my way of feeling like I was power, I had respect, and I had a little bit of money. But was that really power? No, because the bill is still there. So some way we have these strange infatuations of what we consider power. Does power mean that I got an AK and all these type of artillery? That doesn't make us powerful, family. Because if using those and you take someone's life, you can't bring them back. You can't say, time out. Let me rehearse. You can't rehearse. I can't get back 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 31. I can't get back none of that. I can't do a rehearsal over life. Life doesn't have rehearsals. You just got to fill in where you at. So us in this question again, money, power, and respect. Some of us think that power comes from our lower apparatus, meaning the lower frequency. That's not power. Making a baby doesn't make you powerful. Taking care of a child makes you powerful. That makes you respectable. And that's power because your child or your children can see you in a light of power because you were there to help facilitate what it is that they needed, what it is that they may want it, and help them overcome in their times of hardship, mayhem, and anything that goes on. That's what real manhood is. Real manhood doesn't mean that you got to be strapped all the time because an old preacher told me this. He said, if you're packing for war, it's hard to seek peace. Let me repeat that again. If you're packing for war, it's hard to seek peace. What do that mean? That means if you got that, how y'all say, if I got that stick on, it's hard to talk about peace when you got that on you, when you got a peace on you. But if you don't have it down, you gotta be diplomatic. And sometimes that's better because sometimes we have to learn how to respect people regardless if I think that I'm more power or whatever you want to use or respect or whatever, because some of this stuff is not really respect. You can't respect something that you don't own. If I lent you my car, would you treat it like I treat it when I pay my bill or go to get an insurance or anything like that? And every time that you lend something or whenever something is given away free, most of us don't respect it. And I had a disagreement with a person. And they said, no, it ain't. You get it, you respect it. Most of us don't, because if you don't work for it, then you don't respect the value of it. Yeah, sure, but I said, when it's free, you don't respect the value of it because somebody else paid for it and labored to get it, not you. And in life, there's shortcuts. And shortcuts meaning that you got to the top without working. And sometimes shortcuts are good, sometimes they're bad. And a lot of times you say, if I hit the number. But if you did statistics, family, most of the persons who hit those big mega lotteries are broke within less than 2 years. And they said that the worst thing ever is when they got when they won the money. It was one guy who won the biggest lottery ever. Let me hold this door. This is straight from the street, your hour of power. I'm your host, the Reverend Dr. Jerome Lee, and we're talking about the black man rising or man rising period is money, respect, is the relentless pursuit of money, power, and respect. What does that be you? Because all of us have a different variation of what it is for money, respect, and power. And we just have to look at it. And what I'm just sharing is different understandings of what it is. And this is what we call the false, destructive perceptions of manhood. Yes, it is. And let me state the obvious here. It says that we've got a lot of young men running around here thinking that they are men now because they got some bling bling, making a few children, but not taking care of them. And most young men getting the false ideas about manhood from the street and from the movies and from the music. Yes, you heard what I said. From the street, the movies, and music. And it's teaching them the word ignorant is not a bad thing, family. Ignorant means lack of knowledge. That's it. So if you said, Reb, you ignorant. I'm ignorant in a lot of things. I'm not a mechanic. Mathematic equations that are real heavy, yeah, I will be ignorant. That's just lack of knowledge. And the notion that manhood is based off you got to carry a chopper or the stick or the clock. Or if you feel that someone disrespects you, that you got to, you know, bang up. That's not respect, family. That's not respect. Because I'm going to respect you regardless whether you respect yourself or not. Why? Because I know who I am. And let me say this. Your best dress is not in your style and fashion, but your conduct as a person. You can only see in others what you see in yourself. A liar thinks that someone lying. A thief thinks that everybody steals, but it's not like that. You can only see in me what you see in yourself. That's right. You only see in me. So when I say this, this is a very true concept because most of us reject manhood coming from other men, but we like to take it from our favorite rapper and most of that is just studio rap, and most of them ain't really living that because you can't do both. You can't hang out in the street and be have thuggish proclivities or criminal thuggish elements and then come in the studio and think that that stuff don't catch up with you. And that's the issue that we have now. And not making no big judgment, that's just from my perspective. If I'm wrong, I'll take critique. Because I've always liked to come to the table of brotherhood and sisterhood to have dialogue. Thug life is not really what's happening. Gangster life ain't what's happening. The hustle life not happening. The criminal life ain't happening. The killing life ain't happening. Because all of those have something in common. What's that? Really two things. Three things. Death, jail, and something majorly going wrong with wheelchair, eye, leg, whatever. So this lifestyle is guaranteed. What does that mean? That lifestyle will guarantee you either jail, death, mayhem, or something. And it may not happen to you. It can happen to your other significant loved one. It was a story on Ayanna Van Zandt. The sister was dating a drug dealer, and they wanted to get at the drug dealer, but they killed her kid. So that's just how life processes sometimes, family, that you have to be able to know what it is that you're dealing with and be open to hear wisdom when it comes or knowledge. Wisdom comes from God. Knowledge comes from books. But all that is wrapped up in a human flesh. It's wrapped up in a woman. It's wrapped up in a man. It's wrapped up in a youth. It's wrapped up in something. Someone trying to elevate your understanding, take you from the negative light into a positive light. And I was number one negative. Number one negative. I wanted to perpetuate hustling because I thought that that was just the way of, you know, getting the things that I needed. But when you're hustling, it's greedy. You got to wait for somebody to come with an addiction to get what you need from them. And then the cycle keeps perpetuating itself. It keeps perpetuating itself. So how do we win? If you're just tuning in, this is Straight from the Street. I'm your host, the Reverend Dr. Jerome Lee. This is your Hour of Power. And we're talking about black men rising, the concept of manhood, of money, respect, and power. Is it in violence? Is it in the concept of the way that we see things? Yeah, all of that. Hollywood has a way of perpetuating. Music have a way of perpetuating it. And I always find it fascinating when it's okay for you to use negative derogatory language towards other people's female persons, but then when the other person uses that same type of thing towards your family or the people that you love, there's always a double standard. You'll say, do as I say, but don't do as I do. No, people going to do what you do. And if you tell a kid to lie for you, they'll end up lying to you. Let me repeat that again. If you ask the kid to lie for you, they'll end up lying to you. And you can get anything in life you want if you help enough others get what they want. And life sometimes, I hope that you treat yourself not like the Dead Sea. The Dead Sea takes, but it never gives. What do you give? Do you give negativity? Do you give thuggish? Do you give the gangster stuff? Because if you go to a gangster, you get a gangster answer. You go to a pimp, you get a pimp answer. But if you go around a righteous man or righteous woman or righteous person, you get a righteous answer. And in your time of vulnerability, you got to watch where you get that advice from. There are many people in jail now by listening to bad advice. You hear what I said? There are many people locked up off of bad advice. They take it so far to say that in the black community overall, this is a false, deceptive notion of respect has got is the number one killer in the black community. You disrespect me, so I should wipe you out forever. People disagree every day. Your kids disagree with you. I don't want that suit. I don't want to put on them shoes. We don't wipe them out. So then we go in our broader community and we disagree and we want to tear each other apart. For what? For what? And most of the time we're wrong. Give you an example. I will never forget this. I used to have road rage, crazy road rage. So this is around 2002, 2003. And on Benny Road, I pulled up to the light. And I'm late for work because I stopped to get the donut. And the guy had his son in the back. And he stopped and let the teenagers go across the street to the subway. But I think maybe I was trying to catch the light. So I was in my feelings. And he said, hey, man, you late? I said, yeah, man, I'm late. But it wasn't nothing like negative or whatever. So he said, man, sometimes it's better to be late than to be dead. And he wasn't saying like he was going to kill me or none of that. It wasn't even that type of party. But what he was saying is that when you run red lights, you miss everything. And that's sometimes signs come. And a friend of mine said this, good things come to those who wait, but if you sleep on arrival, you'll miss it. So you know me, I don't love LS, legally slow sometimes. little LC, legally crazy sometimes. So I needed a, you had to give me an example for that. He said, well, didn't somebody tell you that good things come to those who wait? I said, yeah, man, I believe that. He said, well, who lied to you? I said, what do you mean by that? He said, good things do come to those who wait. He said, but if you sleep on the wife, you'll miss it. I said, what do you mean by that? He said, anything in this conversation that you miss, we may not ever go back to it. So good things do come to those who wait. Just make sure you're not sleep on arrival when it comes. Ding, 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 ding. Let me repeat that again. Good things do come to those who wait. Make sure you're not sleep on arrival, because then you miss the whole lesson that you were supposed to get. And that's what life does, man. Life is just like that. And respect, it may come in the form of money sometimes, but you can't tear down the community, the people around you, in order to build yourself up to say, I want you to respect me because you are poor and powerless. Because powerless people took over and made democracy happen. Transformations in countries have taken place all over. When people who didn't have money, but they had power and unity. And sometimes I think that we do each other a disservice. Everybody in the hood wants to be rich and respected. And why do so many young males want to be a rapper or an athlete? Why do you think so many young men look up to drug dealers and gangsters? Why? Because it makes people feel that, one, it's attainable. Two, everything that looked good to you may not be good for you. And the difference with Hollywood back then and Hollywood now is this, fam. If you're tuning in, this is Straight from the Street, Your Hour of Power. And we're talking about the black male empowerment movement. And we're talking about the pursuit of money, power, and respect. So back in my day, we thought that being powerful was having a car, having these other things, and we looked up. Yes, I looked up to those individuals because that was, most of the people didn't have good jobs. And I will never forget this as long as I live. I've always had instrumental black men in my life, and wherever I worked at, somebody always took an interest in me and notice of me and helped me. I said, you need to be able to, and this is Time Journal. They went out of business. There used to be a Virginia newspaper called Time Journal in the Virginia area. And he said, man, you need to be working at night, man, going on the thing, get a printing press, man. So the guy gave me the interview right on the spot. The guy said, why should I hire you? I was 19. He said, why should I hire you? I said, the guy downstairs said you should hire me because I'm the man for this job. He said, all right. And what's your last name? I said, Lee. He said, what's your size? I said, man, small. So I got locked up before that job even came. So, again, God always has a way of navigating us to the place of where we're supposed to go at. Mama may say it, daddy may say it, but when you fall, we all saying the same thing. What goes up got to come down. Nothing slick never slides up. It only slides down. And sometimes we just don't respect the right thing. The guy that's a nerd, you don't respect him. Why? And then what you'll learn in life, that the pen is always mightier than the sword. What does that mean? The pen is mightier than the sword. The greatest heist in the world are never done with guns. They're done with pens and swords. I mean, with pens. $1 billion here, millions there, with pens. That's why they call them white-collar crimes, because they're done with the suit and tie. That's why they call it white-collar, if you didn't know. And when you put a gun in your hand, they call that armed robbery. They don't respect that. That's what they call maybe like a blue collar. So as we begin to progress as young men, I want you to know the difference between being rich, powerful, and respected. You can be rich in wisdom. He said, I don't want that. Yeah, I said that too when I was young because I didn't know better. But wisdom will always lead you to where the promise is of greater thinking. And I've always liked to hang around people that were smarter than me, older than me. And I've always been an old soul. And I always will listen. You can come to me 10 years old and you right on point and I'm going to listen. And if it's something that I know that the Creator has put in you to share with me, I'm open for it. I will not marginalize nor underestimate nor devalue the voice of any man, woman, boy, or girl. If I do, then forgive me because I'm not purposely doing it. It may be my wavelength is off, but no. That's how God uses. He doesn't use ducks nor quails or none of that. He's going to use an ordinary person to do an extra, extraordinary thing to bless you and me. And I think that sometimes we look at violence as an everyday way of escape because we perpetuate those things that happen to us on other people. Hurt people hurt people. Let me repeat that again. Hurt people hurt people. You can only give others what you have to give. If all you got is anger, bitterness, resentment, hostility, then that's what you're going to give. If you got love, peace, joy, goodness, grace, kindness, all that, you're going to give that. And I was in a disagreement with a good friend of mine. And I texted back and said I was sorry. Because you can still disagree and still be respectable. And it's not about who is right, but what is right. And that's the principle. If the baby needs milk, forget who pays for it. And in the civil rights movement, this is Black History Month. So if you're tuning in, this is Straight from the Street, your Hour of Power. I'm your host, the Reverend Dr. Jerome Lee. And we're talking about the black male rising, the black male empowerment movement. What is the relentless pursuit of money, power, and respect? Start by saying, you'll get the money, you'll get the power, you'll get the respect. Because money gives you the facade of those things, the car, the lifestyle. And with that, I guess it gives you the power to do things that you normally didn't do. I guess it gives you the respect. But sometimes it says this, absolute power destroys. What does that mean? Give individuals absolute power and they will do the unthinkable with the power. Example, have you heard of Death Row Records? There's some of the stuff that this CEO done. That's because absolute power. And he had money and people respected that and he did some crazy stuff. So the thing that I'm saying is that absolute power does corrupt. Now, I want to look at something real quick from what Malcolm X said about the media. And we're still talking about the money, respect, and power. Or you can put them in each one. Malcolm X said this: the media, the most powerful entity on earth, they have the power to make the innocent guilty and to make the guilty innocent. The innocent guilty and the guilty innocent. And that's power, because they control the minds of the masses. True statement. And what you will see is that the media misinforms us to the degree that we don't look at facts. And how can someone tell you it's an alternative truth? That's a lie in my book. That's not no, that's a lie. No such thing as alternative truth. 50 cents, meaning if I count that in money and I say, well, it's two quarters, a dime or whatever, and that's 75. No, that's a lie. That's not 50 cents. That's 75 cents. So again, as we begin to grasp, use some of the critical thinking. And what I'm learning at my age is sometimes we need to learn how to say no. And no is a good word, family. No doesn't mean no forever. It just means no for now. And sometimes the no's will save us. In that moment when you're mad and you're ready to, you know, do crazy things or, you know, do something that you should regret, no, I'm not going to do it. It saves you from being ruthless, dangerous, from being the thug or the hooligan. No. And forgive me if I feel like I'm stereotyping, because I'm really not, because there's no color on ruthlessness. It's any individual who fails to use the destruction of another human being with no regard. And that doesn't have any color. And then again, I want you to hold this thought as we begin to, we have one more minute left and we're going to a commercial break. So I want you to call up a friend and tell them www.blackonblackunity.com. Again, www.blackonblackunity.com, that they got the hottest station on the dial straight from the street. And I'm your host, the Reverend Dr. Jerome Lee. This is your Hour of Power. And we're talking about three great things: money, respect, and power. Do you need them? Do you want them? Or do you have them? And we'll talk about this after our commercial break. We'll see you next.
This portion of the program is sponsored by the following. On August 19th, 2017, one of the greatest civil rights leaders of all time transitioned, and that is Brother Dick Gregory. From that day to this present day, his life's work contributions to humanity, his sacrifices, and the struggle has stayed up front and alive. This is all due because of his friend and comrade in the struggle, Sister Dr. Ife Williams, who has dedicated her weekly radio show on the Pacifica Network to Baba Dick Gregory. Now, she has taken her efforts to another level with her latest book titled Wake Up and Stay Woke. The book is about the life and legacy of Dick Gregory. Many of us have read and heard many wonderful things about him, but Dr. Ife Williams and Dick Gregory soldiered shoulder to shoulder here in America and even abroad. Her book promises to reveal unknown facts about who we call the father of humanity, Baba Dick Gregory. Call and get her cross-country book signing schedule at 202-678-6788. Dick Gregory lives. Get the new released book titled Wake Up and Stay Woke. Call today, 202-678-6788. Also sponsoring this portion of the program is from our good friends of the Nation of Islam from Mosque Number 4. The Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan gave a historic, monumental, timely lecture called The Criterion on July 4th, 2020. In that historic message to the world, the minister gave clear guidance about the pestilence from heaven. You can and you should still hear the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan's Criterion message at NOI.org. Now, coming again to address the people on, excuse me, please, now coming again to address the world. Excuse me, please. Now coming again to address the people of the world is God's man, our brother, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. He will be speaking live on Sunday, February 27th, 2022, delivering the keynote message celebrating the annual Savior's Day commemoration. That's right. His monumental message is titled Swan Song. On February 27th, 2022, bring your family, bring your neighbors. Make sure you're there at your website or your favorite social media at NOI.org. And now we're going to return back to Straight from the Streets from our brother, Reverend Dr. Jerome Lee.
All right. If you're just tuning in, again, this is Straight from the Street, your hour of power. And if you're tuning in, this is NIA2X Radio, the voice of the people. That's right. NIA2X Radio, the voice of the people. We are a profanity-free station. And you can tune in again at www.blackonblackunity.com. And again, that's www.blackonblackunity.com. And we thank those courageous men and women on this Black History Month that we celebrate, those that are near and far. We say thank you for your undying support to help us be liberated as a people. And we say thank you from the bottom of my heart to the lips of God. And we all say thank you to each and every one, unsung heroes and those who you know, I know, and those that you don't know. We say thank you, and we salute you on this day on the Black History Month. And again, if you're tuning in, this is Straight from the Street, your hour of power. And again, this is a great topic that you can pick up the phone and call a friend and tell them to listen to the Black Male Empowerment Movement, the pursuit of money, power, and respect. And in this, I think that we see so many facets of us as men. If you go back, some of us didn't have the strong connections of fatherhood and teaching. And sometimes we shortcut it to get money, power, and respect because there was no one there to help show us which way to go. No one to put the knowledge, the strength, the courage, the dignity, the discipline, respect, and responsibility as a man, as a young man, what to do. We needed someone to challenge these ideas of false perception of manhood and about the life of crime, violence, and prison. And sometime in life, we have to wonder if we really had all of the tutelage and things that we needed, will we be greater as a people? I think so. I think so. But again, some things are designed to make you not be the best that you can be. But oh, thanks be to God for this Black History Month where we can reset, redial, and renew our faith, renew our cause for family, renew our cause to faith, and renew our cause for our community, because there are great men and women in the making who don't have money, but they do have power, and they do have respect, and they do have money. And sometimes the money comes in the form of your words. Your words are powerful beyond measure. Say it loud. I'm black and I'm proud. Say it low. You black and you poor, but we are all children of God at the end of the day. And my voice is no greater than yours. It's just that as we begin to live, love, and save and heal, we find ourselves on the same page. And the only way we should look down on each other is when we're picking each other up. Mama may say it, daddy may say it, but when you fall, we all saying the same thing. And as the old folks used to say, I'm going to try to make this world a better place if I can. So again, and do you think that Carter G. Woodson was right when he said in the book, The Miseducation of the Negro, that there's a difference from being trained and educated? Train is what you do for a dog. Educate is when you able to make a conjecture. What's that? Inject into something to say, hey, is that right or wrong? Can I do it this way? Can I do it that way? Yes, you can. And life always gives us not just training, because in the army they train you. But if you become in school, they educate you to ask the question, what is power? Or what is powerful? What is respectable and what is rich? Yes, you heard what I said. What's rich? What's powerful and what's respect? And then sometimes we have to go a little bit deeper within our own community and stereotypic things. And look at us as individuals and see what it is that I can do to be better. And I always said that no brother shall fall behind, that we have to reach out and pick up each other. Because one thing what I learned about manhood, we all need to be lifted up all the time. And as I've been reading the Bible, and reading a lot of books, no one in this world has OD'd because of too much love. It's always a lack of. So again, we have to go back and start loving on each other in a way that's productive, that's healthy, and that's inspiring to make us as men want to be able to share the gifts that we have with our children, with our community, and with the world. Because one person can make a difference, and that person can be you and me. Didn't say 25 people, I said one. Because through your fire, your tenacity, your commitment, and your zeal, and your intellect, and your understanding, we say there goes a child of God. And we know that God is truly using him or her because we can see it, the aura, the glory of God in him and her. And this is a time where we're able to reflect. And the word re means to go back, redo. And it's all right to reflect, because sometimes when you don't reflect, you forget where you came from. And when you forget where you came from, you forget what it is that you were made for. I didn't say made of, made for. We were made for God's use, and we were made to help heal. I wasn't sent here to destroy the community. I was sent here to heal the community. But in the process of destroying it, I learned how to heal. So sometimes the thing that was meant for evil can turn to our good. And the thing that was meant to destroy us is the same thing that can also be meant to liberate us. Some of the greatest minds in the world are in prison. Well, but if you're living and you broke and don't have the necessary financial or mental things that you need, then that's also like a prison too. And the greatest prison is in your mind, not the prison bars, because there are plenty of people like myself who were in prison for a long, extensive period of time, but their mind was free. They were able to think like I was. One day I wished that I was a bird, that I could just fly. And then down in Lorton, they had seagulls, and it was a book of seagulls, and I could just remember them flying. And just saying, wow, I wish that one day I can fly over this fence and be free. So that's freedom. But it had to come from within, not from without, because on the outside, I was locked up. But on the inside, I wanted to fly like a bird and be free. So again, there are moments in our lives where we have ups and downs. And everything is not going to always be up. You're going to have some downs in life too. You're going to have some complications. And that's just living life the way that you were meant to live. What you liked at 30, you probably ain't going to like what you 40. And you say, no, yes, I will. No, if you're growing and developing bad habits that you had at 30, you ain't going to want them when you're 40 or 50. I had a year ago a bad habit with cigars. Now I gave it up. So, yeah, you change, you grow, you evolve. And I've had some people that try to argue me with that, and I said I didn't say your habits like reading the positive things. You keep the negative things you have. You need to outgrow. That's what I mean. So again, that's what life does. You begin to evolve. You begin to see things different. You stop being a boy and you see it as a man. You stop seeing the things of color and you start seeing the world as a melting pot. You stop looking at the world as sex, gangs, crews, things like that, when you can see it as a person who can be able to give voice to madness, clarity to insanity, and beauty to that which is ugly by writing, talking, singing. And some of the best songs that we love were birthed out of pain. Yes, you heard what I said. The music that you have, rap music, was birthed out of pain. The music from the church was birthed out of pain. Jazz was birthed out of pain. So most of the songs that you like, they were birthed out of pain. And even the funny thing, some great songs were birthed out of love. You know? And like I said again, some of the greatest rap songs that you love were made out of that. Then we came from Temptations to Supremes, Marvelettes, to just all type of stuff. Instead of ascending, which means to go up, we came down. And there's no way that I need to be arguing about another man on what they make, what he dressed, and all of that. That ain't got nothing to do with nothing. Because at the end of the day, what he eats doesn't make me feel. It fills up my stomach. And what he thinks doesn't pay my bills. So we have to learn how to be able to love each other in a way that it doesn't have to always mean that I'm right and you right. But if you right and I'm right, meaning that we see the world on the same plane, so it's not about being right. It's about what's right, the principle is right. The baby need milk, forget who paid for it, as long as the baby get fed. That's the same way with our minds. And we have one more minute, and I just want to say to you, family, that this has been a wonderful time, and I want for you to take this and share it with some of your friends, share it with your youngins, and let them know that there's something on Straight From The Street, that I'm on your street, on your boulevard, and on your neighborhood doorstep. Let me in. I'm knocking. I'm on your street. Can you open the door? Can you hear knowledge? Can you hear wisdom? Can you hear love? Can you hear grace and mercy? Because it's all free, and all you have to do is open up your heart and your door and your mind, and let it be free. And as the person told me, good things do come to those who wait. Now are you woke to receive what is there? And that's this word of knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. So until we meet again next week, stay from the street, your hour of power. I'm your host, the Reverend Dr. Jerome Lee. Until we meet again next week, peace and blessings and love. Peace.
All right. You have heard another great episode from the man with the plan himself, and that is our dear brother, Brother Reverend Dr. Jerome Lee right here. And you can hear a brand new show every Friday at 1:30 p.m. Eastern Time at www.blackonblackunity.com. And we want to say thank you to our good friends at the Nation of Islam, because the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan gave a historic, monumental, timely lecture called The Criterion on July 4th, 2020. In that historic message to the world, the minister gave clear guidance about the pestilence from heaven. You can and should still hear the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan's Criterion message at NOI.org. Now, coming again to address the people of the world is God's man, our brother, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. He will be speaking live on Sunday, February 27th, 2022, delivering the keynote message celebrating the annual Savior's Day commemoration. His monumental message is titled Swan Song. On February 27th, 2022, bring your family and invite your friends and neighbors to go to the official Nation of Islam's website at NOI.org at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time. For further details, visit the Nation of Islam's official website at NOI.org. All right, and we thank you again for tuning in to Straight from the Streets, and get the timely message again at www.blackonblackunity.com. Thank you for listening, and stay tuned for the next program coming up, which is from Minister Michael Moore, Iron Sharpens Iron.